From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Austria's anti-immigrant candidate Norbert Hofer has failed to become the country's first far-right leader since World War II, and an election seen as a test for the strength of populist movements in Europe. Environmentalist Alexander van der Bellen, who ran as an independent, won the election. Italy appears headed for weeks of political turmoil after voters in a national referendum Sunday rebuffed a constitutional reform package proposed by Prime Minister Matteo Renzi, who announced his resignation as the defeat unfolded. Monash University Europe analyst Ben Wellings.
Coming so soon after Brexit, and of course the similarities that there were with the election of Donald Trump, I think people are rightly concerned about it. It will add another element of instability into the Eurozone. This might expose some of the weakness of European banks.
Renzi campaigned right up until the last moment, begging Italians to endorse the sweeping constitutional changes. But in the nationwide vote that rebuffed his plea, adding to mounting fears of a possible new Europe-wide financial crisis. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has denied an easement for the highly controversial $3.8 billion Dakota Access Pipeline, the subject of months of protest by the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, which contends the project would affect its drinking water supply and destroy its sacred sites. Thousands of people celebrated the announcement with speeches and more. Hundreds of cars along the route to protest site honking and chanting, "Water is life," in the Lakota language. Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and its supporters have been protesting the pipeline for months. This is VOA News. United Nations Security Council is due to vote today on a resolution calling for a 7-day ceasefire in the northern Syrian city of Aleppo. Tensions there have impeded access for the delivery of humanitarian aid. Aleppo was Syria's largest city before a civil war broke out nearly 6 years ago and is currently the site of a Russian-backed offensive by the Syrian military aimed at retaking control from rebel fighters who hold territory in eastern neighborhoods. Tens of thousands of civilians are thought to be trapped in eastern Aleppo, despite a huge uptick of refugees fleeing the combat area since mid-November. A fire at a luxury hotel in Pakistan's southern port city of Karachi today killed 11 people. It erupted in the Regent Plaza Hotel's ground floor kitchen. Karachi Mayor Wasim Akhtar said the cause of the fire could not be immediately determined. Death toll from a fire that gutted a warehouse in the U.S. city of Oakland, California, has reached 33 now. That number expected to rise. Sergeant Ray Kelly is with the local sheriff's office.
There is a lot of work going on. We're still not done. As you can hear behind me, they are working and pulling this building apart and dissecting it. And so we're really starting to get deeper into the building. As we do that, we continue to find more victims.
Late Friday, the blaze ripped through the cluttered warehouse that had been divided into artist studios. According to officials, the building was home to about 50 people who lived in artist collective. Reportedly, a party was going on at the time of the fire. Remarks by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry are being quickly interpreted by the Israeli media as harsh criticism and undiplomatic. Before a predominantly pro-Israel audience in Washington, Kerry warned that the Jewish state is in a bad place because of the government's policies towards Palestinians.
I do believe that Israel, because of decisions that are being made on a daily basis, quietly and without a lot of people seeing them or fully processing the consequences, is heading to a place of danger.
Despite strained relations between the U.S. and Israel, the two governments recently finalized a package that sends $38 billion in military aid to Israel. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has warned American businesses if they move their operations overseas, they will face a 35% tax on any products they try to sell in the U.S. Meantime, his team is downplaying the significance of his telephone conversation with Taiwan's president, a country with which the United States has had no formal diplomatic ties since 1979, in deference to China.
That's the latest world news from VOA.